Alela, hi to your girl, mommy dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time.
Welcome to September, baby.
Spring has sprung, baby. This is our favorite season.
Yes, it is.
Because we love dresses, guys. Like,
dresses, colors, freedom. I think the only downside for me in this season is sweat.
Yes.
I'm a sweaty babe for days, guys. Everything sweats. Even the places you never thought could sweat.
Under the boobs.
I mean, I don't have under.
Yo, I sweat like...
They're tiny, so there's no under. They're just around.
Around the boob.
Yeah, I don't have under booty, though.
Under the booty. Thank the gym.
You get it? I also haven't been in the gym for a long time, but I do want to start doing the sauna because Ursula suggested... I enter the sauna because sometimes they put eucalyptus oil in the, you know, the thing that generates the steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put eucalyptus oil, which is good for your, not health, but like clearing up your airways. Mm-hmm. And just generally making you feel lighter. It's like peppermint, but in your system. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yes. This life was meant for us. Don't get it twisted.
Guys, I love
which gym I
want to
try. Have you seen that bougie virgin active in? It's in Santon. Yeah, it's like a secret it's like its own secret membership. It's so interesting.
Don't worry. When we're making the millions we dream of making because of you guys, retire virgin active your secret. We'll be there like gymming like a pilot. Would you do Pilates?
Yes. What? I'm actually gonna do Pilates when I come back.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna start a series called My Free Will. So I'm just basically the video is gonna start with how am I using my free will today?
Mm.
And today I'm going for Pilates. Today I'm going dancing. Today I'm learning how to salsa. Today I'm learning how to cook. Today I'm learning how to bake. I can't wait. I'm going to be using my free will. What's the word?
Vicariously.
No, vicariously is like when you...
Yes, when you...
You know the word I'm thinking about.
I have it.
You can tell I haven't read a book in a while.
But anyways, we're going to change that. Reading books.
Yes.
But anyways, so we are in spring. And so the theme for this month is seasons of renewal. So we'll basically be spring cleaning our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all will spring clean with us.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ready for your life update?
Yes.
Tell me what's happening
Do I even have a life update is the question.
Because you do. Because where are you going now?
I'm going to Nairobi. That means I love you. I love you very much.
Swahili.
You have to learn the language.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I think what I've done today is just practically fill my day because I have to be at the airport at 9. Yeah. So I've been filling my day. Thankfully, it's on a Monday and we're shooting.
So
the time can go faster. You know when you're sitting at home and you're waiting.
And you're just counting down the hours and you're just like...
No, I'm just at... the things so time can go faster. But I'm excited. I just had my final fitting for my hot air balloon dress. It's beautiful. Have you ever seen a hot air balloon dress?
Mm.
Very flowy. It's kind of those dresses that it's kind of like those dresses people wear in Bali on the swing.
Yes.
Like that. But I don't want to take a swing kind of photo. I want to take a hot air balloon kind of photo. I'm holding on there.
And then the dress is like
you get. Yes. But I'm so excited. I think above everything, this trip for me is one, to build my fashion profile. So that's why I'm having fittings here, left, right, and center.
Yes.
But it's also to establish myself. I've already established myself as a versatile creator.
Yes, you have.
But now as a trustworthy content creator. Because the fact that MasterCard saw me, they were like, oh, there's something trustworthy and personable about you and about how you go about your content that we want to work with you. So I want to establish myself as a content creator who's knowledgeable. And I think I've done that. Knowledgeable, versatile, and very... personable as well, very relatable. Not relatable as in
not the dish relatable. No, guys, apparently that's what makes you authentic. Okay, yeah.
10k likes. The guy is so, you know, the guy.
I know the guy, always crashing. And I was like, that is so real, eh? That is, you are only relatable when ugun dish, but it shows the state of our economy mostly,
I guess. But yeah, that's my life update in terms of work. health-wise, I've been drinking a lot of supplements.
Yeah.
Really healthy. I've been drinking magnesium in the morning, calcium. Taking all of my... Because I can... I was sick twice.
You know how you know... Mal,
what?
Makala is supplements. You want,
they're not expensive. Please look at Mali. They're not expensive.
I know they're not. But then I feel like somebody who has the freedom to think of getting those things is somebody
who's... Yes, I'm wealthy in time.
Yes.
Yes, I have all 24 hours. You have the
freedom to
yes.
think of these things. Yes. The freedom to be like... You know somebody who's like trying to like get to the next... like.
Yeah.
Hand yes. to mouth.
Yes.
Even though it's affordable, they don't have the freedom to think of
yeah.
those things.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with you. I'm wealthy in freedom. I'm wealthy in time as well. Soon the wealth will translate into the palm of my hand. But I feel like, you know, I've been thinking about, there's this concept that it's called the paradox of choice, right? Yeah. And essentially it means because when you didn't have choices, you wanted a number of things. For instance, if your parents only gave you money for Mr. Price, you'd always look at H&M like, I can't wait until I can shop there. Or you look at Zara and I can't wait until I can shop there. Because you've had this limited budget, right? And I'm speaking in terms of finances, but this applies, you know, holistically. And when you get money, you assume that, yeah, I'm going to Zara, right? And I know exactly what I want, in Zara. But when you have the money, the paradox then is, now that I have the choices, I don't want what I thought I wanted anymore. I only wanted those things because I didn't have access to them. And now that I'm in that world, it's not what I really want. And I think I've been experiencing, not to say I'm big moneyed, not yet, inshallah, but I've been experiencing the paradox of choice. The things I thought I wanted, I no longer really want because now I understand that there is more and the more isn't where I looked before. Does that make sense?
That makes
sense. I wouldn't, like, even when I become a millionaire or a billionaire, my lifestyle is not going to change very drastically. I'll still be driven around. It's what I will be driven around in that will change. I'll still pretty much dress the same. It's... maybe the quality of the fabric that will change, yes. or it will probably be that my clothes are custom made, yes, not that I'm shopping in store anymore. Not. And I've been very intentional about curating a life that won't change, no matter how much money I have or don't have. So that's why, like, when I'm broke, can't really tell, because I've been really intentional about building a life that is unaffected to the best of my capacity, really, but is somewhat, for the most part, unaffected by my finances.
Okay.
You know? So the freedom to choose, I mean, the freedom to think about taking supplements and things like that is a freedom I incorporated even when I had to go to school 5-6 times a week when I was in varsity. Is a freedom I incorporated even when I was in high school, you know? So I picked my freedoms despite
The circumstances.
Yeah. Whether I felt
so
free
it doesn't
or
matter
not.
Whether like the circumstance changes.
Yeah.
You still you in your essence. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What's your life update?
Yo guys, kolo. As we're speaking right now, when you guys see this, I'll probably be like a week before I write my September exams. September weighs 40% of the year, which is really big. Mm-hmm. So I need to like I'm locking in and stuff like that. Another thing is, I saw a opportunity I really want, and it's been a very long time since I saw something. And I'm like, yo, I really want this thing, you know. And I'm scared, especially career related. And I'm scared to want it because, unlike with social media, I feel like social media, the things that we really want, you just gotta work to achieve it. Mm-hmm. Like you don't need someone's yes or no to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You want it, you get it. You know, with this, it's different because it's like someone's yes or no will determine whether I get it or not, you know, and I really want this opportunity. And now it's like, okay, I need to put myself in a place where I'm able to get this opportunity. So I need to study really hard and just pass this year, mainly because I have a lot of plans. Like my December is about to be exciting.
What are you planning for December?
Content-wise. Oh, okay. Like that's what I'm saying. Like my December is about to be really exciting content-wise. Mm-hmm. My plans for next year are going to be like really big, really better, nicer in general. And it would make the last 2 years of suffering maybe
suffering.
Feel, yeah, maybe feel like they were worth something. Mm-hmm. Like the last 2 years of post-grad,
mm-hmm.
like make it make sense to me. Yeah. Like, let me see the value.
I'm so concerned because while we're on the topic of the paradox of choice, I'm so concerned about what your life is going to look like when you have the funds that you want.
The same.
Guys,
to be fair, the difference is I'll have an apartment. That's the difference.
Guys, let me tell you something about Mpo. Something that you won't tell you. Mpo, utanda izinto.
Real, I do.
Utanda izinto.
I love nice things. Guys, do you understand?
Mpo, when she has money.
I walk into Louis Vuitton like I can afford it.
Do you get it? She already said Louis Vuitton.
Like,
nothing about my life is going to change. She already said, let me allow you. Let me speak for you.
Okay, let me tell you something. Maybe you'll see a coach, a Michael Kors, because not Michael Kors. I actually don't like any of their bags. Let me not say that. Imagine there's something I like. Oh, imagine they call. Hit up my phone. Baby, I haven't seen anything
yet
I like. Maybe there'll be something. But like Coach, there's this cute Coach bag that I've always wanted. So maybe I'll be able to get.
No, I'm not talking about a 50,000 rand per month kind of check or 80,000. I'm talking about like a solid 200,000 a month check.
A 200,000 a month check is a nice check. Guys, I'm telling you, you know what won't change? My character.
Of course, we know that.
What will change? My character won't change because I feel like I'm the same person. But what will change is how I look, because something about money makes you brighter. You know, like how I look will change because now I'm also going to get checkups. I'm taking care of I can afford the Virgin Active gym membership. Guys, money affects a lot of things. I can afford Virgin Active. I can afford Pilates. I can afford personal trainer.
I'm going to pop out with a big body bins.
No.
On a random Sunday. Just for just. She's going to wear monograms. I see.
No.
Guys, mark my words.
One thing I can promise you right now, you will never see me with anything heavily monogrammed.
Chanel.
I will buy a Chanel, but not necessarily heavily monogrammed.
You're not going to buy quiet Chanel.
I will. Guys, listen. Me, when I like some guys, you see my beef with there's this brand in Foshin.
Yeah,
you know
Luella.
It. Yes, Luella. Luella has cute items, yeah. And I can afford those items.
Yeah.
But I don't even own one Luella item because it's so heavily monogrammed. Mm-hmm. Like, angazi, why the shoe must say Luella, like 10,000. Like, we know it's Luella. Even if it has like Luella on
okay,
the side.
Okay, there's heavy monogram. I can agree with you. You may not gravitate towards heavy monogram.
But I will buy a Coach. I will buy
the
a Chanel.
So take a little band, Lela.
LV. No. The belt may have LV. I will not deny myself the buy. If I like it, you know what I will say? I won't buy things because I can afford them. I'll buy things that I like and can afford. That's what I can say.
You know, with you.
But I do want a big
the
body.
The two seem to be the same thing. Hey,
I do want a car. I really want is this other Audi. And if you see me next year,
she's even flipping the hair.
No, not five. If you see me next year with the Audi, just know I got the job I wanted.
How much is this job? Hey, yo, I can be your assistant.
I said pray for me. I said add to
I
prayer
can be your
item.
Assistant. I can be your, like, let me know. Hey, Audi next year. Cash.
Maybe.
Hire me. I'll send you my CV.
So, yeah. It's a thing of like, I will get the things I've always wanted that may be like big bodied weep. Like, if I can afford the Audi, why am I buying the Picanto? Not to say there's anything wrong with the Picanto, just that the one I really want is the Audi.
Mm-hmm.
So, money will inflate my life. Like, my apartment will be nice. Maybe Skyline, we don't know. Who doesn't want Skyline loft?
Who doesn't?
Be for real now.
Not a loft, though, guys. I hate stairs.
I want like a Skyline, like, y'all will see. Guys, if God does the things he needs to do.
I'm so worried for the rest of us in Shabin,
guys. You go see me say trip to Dubai because I want to cry in the beach. If you can, you will. Mauritius,
I hear you.
You will.
I hear you.
Maldives, you will.
I hear you.
You know, Nairobi, you will.
Dubai, if I want to cry, is such a line, bro. I'm stealing it.
Guys, I want to get to the airport and you get there, you don't know where you're flying, but your passport can let you go everywhere. You have the Shanghai visa, which allows you access to everywhere. And you're like, where am I crying today?
Now that I think about it.
I need
that. All the heartbreaks I experienced in my life wouldn't have hurt that much.
On the beach?
If I had the money. Who's been broke? You can't let any.
Bra, utenga I chocolate. Not to say there's anything. Say it's had chocolate. La.
Yeah, I'm going to have got.
But
he
got at the beach. You know, he got in a yacht. Chocolate in a hotel. Yes, thank you for the life update. let's go into our girl chat topic. So today's girl chat is. So this is very much built on fashion.
Okay.
So now our girl chats is very much fashion. So what we keeping, what we discarding, what's the item you're holding on to, but it's no longer you in terms of your fashion wardrobe. And then, okay, so my first question is, what is the one thing in your closet you refuse to let go of, but you know you should?
Let's see. You know, because I actually purged my closet a month ago and I gave those clothes away. So even the things that I was holding on to, I let go of.
And what were those things?
A lot of my formal clothing, because I used to, my wardrobe was majority formal because I grew up in church. And so I still had the church clothes. So I gave those away, like formal pants. What I still do have in my wardrobe, but I don't think I'll ever let it go. And I think I'm happy they're back in style, is maxi skirts.
What? Oh, the
really long skirts.
Okay.
I'm glad they're back in fashion because I'm never letting that go, guys. I have a silk skirt, a satin maxi skirt in almost every color there is, and I'm not letting that go. But as for anything else that's not me anymore or that's off trend, even like the clothing that made me feel a little too exposed, I gave that away. So I've purged already, very proud of myself. Do you have things you need to let go of?
In my closet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, I feel like there's a... The thing is, it's hard for me to choose things to let go to keep from my closet. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I'm still in this season of limbo in terms of my style and my fashion.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. So I don't have anything that I really would like to keep. And I don't have anything that I would let go.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of clothes that I need to let go because I'm no longer the same size and weight, and that's not my style. Like I don't know what my style is, but I know what's not my style, you know. And so maybe that's how I'm feeling with my closet. But let me think, what's the number one thing? I think for me right now is tight fitting clothes. Like I have a love hate relationship with tight fitting clothes, because sometimes it comes together.
Unpopular. Am I cutting you off?
No.
Okay. I have a really unpopular opinion about leggings, and I know this is gonna sound crazy.
You don't like leggings?
I love leggings. Are your leggings, honey boy? But time and place for leggings for me.
Okay.
If you're doing
shopping in the mall,
and this comes from someone who has worn leggings just for the sake of it, but I'm realizing that like spandex is not it, because I was looking at an article that said the same amount of material used to make cycling shorts and spandex tights is the same amount of material used to make underwear. So do with that information what you will. And I need to choose my words carefully,
like,
here, because people like to wear leggings.
And
but
the
like,
style is different.
Yeah. Just because the material, it looks a lot more. But the fact that for me, it makes me feel uncomfortable. You will not be seeing me wearing leggings in public ever again.
For me, I have no problem with like long leggings. I think you can style them like really cute. But I do agree time and place for leggings, in a sense of like wearing a legging to a dinner. Yeah.
Do people do that?
You know, people are weird.
I hope not. You know, like, I've seen
Have you seen these like a gym set, like the ones Tamalaini, the two piece, and then someone adds a heel and then goes to dinner with that and calls that an outfit.
Ew.
No, no shade. No shade.
Ew is as shady as it gets. Imagine looking at someone and go, ew. Like,
no, I'm just saying, I'm not saying ew at them. I'm saying ew at like fashion sets. Yeah. You know, like just because it says a brand here, Alexandra Wang, doesn't change the fact that it's a gym set. Mm-hmm. It's just an Alexandra Wang gym
Alexander
Wang gym set.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think for me, yeah, that's how I feel with like the gym sets and the time and place. But I have no problem with them. But I do. What did I want to say? I lost my train of thought. Like literally. It's the tight clothes thing. Yeah. So with tight clothes, loose clothes, like letting go. It's a thing of like, I don't think I'm fully like loosey and floral and stuff, because that could make me easily look bigger than I am. But at the same time, like when it's tight in the wrong places, it's very unflattering on my body. Mm. So it's just trying to find the balance between tight and loose. I feel like I do want to get to a place in life, God willing, that I can tailor my clothes to my body. You know, so that I don't have to worry about these things. And then the next question is, where's this thing? If you could spring clean one celebrity's closet, would it be?
How am I? Is that a messy question?
Who would you Mina Ngiyamazi?
Okay, say.
Unkosazana's daughter. If really? I could spring clean her closet, I would.
You know what? Her closet has already been maneuvered by Candy Web. Big shout out Candy Web.
Yes, before Candy.
Yeah. No. Candy's on it.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
No, thank God. Because, like, I felt like the people who were dressing her did not like her. Like, because...
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what her fashion sense looks like.
Like, even her circle, I feel like they were not, like... Like, I don't know if, like... I wore the way she wore outside. I don't think you let me out the house, you know, like, you know, like, I don't think you would let me out the house, you know, type of thing, you know. But it's mainly because she has such a beautiful body. Mm-hmm. Like, she's built well. She's a very beautiful, gorgeous woman, you know. But the people who dressed her did not dress for her body. They dressed her like the skinny girls who aren't as voluptuous as her. So her clothes are not flattering. Mm-hmm. But I hope the revamp is revamping.
Hey man, even if I have $10 to my name, is going to Candy Boy Couture.
That's real, because he dressed us for our live show and he looked amazing.
Yeah. For me, I'm trying to rack my brain and find someone. I've not really
tapped in on
people's wardrobes like that. If I'm following a fashion influencer,
it's because you like what they're
wearing. Like what they're wearing. I don't know anybody who wears things I don't like. I mean, there are a number of influencers who wear a whole lot of rubbish. They're not celebrities, so.
It's just, okay, which influencer would you purge their closet?
No. No, I'm not falling for that trash. I'm not.
You're not like...
Then y'all gonna clip this and say, hey, Kaya, what's up? No.
Okay. No. Okay, but they exist. They're out there.
Yeah, let me just say, I don't think...
For me, it's no shade to who they are. Guys, how you wear has nothing to do with who you are. Maybe someone... Yeah. Me, how I used to dress, someone could rightfully say, page and post closet.
Same. So, even with me, I may not always get...
I
may not always get it right. There are some days where I wear something I like and it may not be nice to everybody else.
Yeah.
So I'll give those people that grace. They like it, and that's whether we like it or not is not on their mind. So
that's real. But who would it be?
You know, I'm not budging.
Forex.
Especially because these people are in our world, dude.
So I love you. Just.
No.
That outfit that one time.
No.
Okay, fine. No. Okay, what are your spring outfit essentials? Now let's give the girlies spring outfit essentials.
Yes. Okay, for me. Like I said, maxi skirts, maxi anything.
Yeah.
Right? But loose maxi. Because there's tight maxi that makes it feel a little too formal. Mm-hmm. But a loose maxi anything.
Yeah.
In spring also, I'm going Scarves. I'm really loving headscarves. At the moment, just tied differently, especially something around the shoulder. I love that lately. Are we talking specifically clothing, right?
Yes.
Sandals, but a really lovely pair of sandals, not slippers. Please, sandals. Don't get it to it. Sandals. Sandals have some detail.
That's what I'm wearing right now. Sandals.
Are you wearing slippers?
These are the worst kind. Like, people... Like, I
these are like errand running shoes.
They are...
Or I just flight shoes.
I literally have heels. I just forgot to change into them.
Yeah, we forgive you. We forgive you. Sandals, flowy, maxi, anything, scarves. Mm-hmm. That's at the top of my mind right now. What I'm loving this season, like I said earlier to Vuyo, I love capris.
Yes.
I love a good capri. Yes. Especially a low rise capri. Wow. I love it so much. I love pumps. It's going to be a little controversial.
It's fine.
You're going to argue with me. It's fine. But I love the ballerina pumps. Mm-hmm. It's...
No, the ballerina pumps. Yes. Sharp nose pump.
No, some ballerina pumps are also sharp nose. And they're so lovely, guys. Especially the ones with the little belts. Vuyo was wearing... but you won't see in her episode of CCC. Yeah. But she was wearing lovely black... pumps with the belts, the ballerina pumps with the belts. I love those. There's even the burgundy ones that are taking over right now.
Yes.
I love them, but I think I would do ballerina pumps in any color. What else am I loving really? I love, for material, satin.
Satin is always been
or
as
this
material.
Is called organza. Mm-hmm. If you're doing organza. Robes. Anything robe coated. This season is in for me, especially because of how versatile robes are mm-hmm. in spring, because you don't know if it's going to rain today, if it's going to rain later today, mm-hmm. if the weather's going to switch up on you. But and you a robe you can open, mm-hmm. ooh, nice and hot. A robe you can close.
And you're like...
little bit chilly. Can you guys tell, like, this is my spec? Anyway, yes, those are my spring essentials right
essentials.
Now. Ooh, tiny tops. Sounds very contradictory to what I was saying, flowy and lighter.
Yeah.
But tiny tops with a whole lot of jewelry. I've been loving that lately. Just for, again, errand running or lounging around in the house. Ooh, linen lounge sets. Sorry, these things are coming to my mind.
Yes, you're thinking.
Linen lounge sets. Mm-hmm. So I love also how versatile linen lounge sets are because of the weather. So they can... You throw on a jacket, make it a little warmer, or open up the buttons if it's a little hot.
Yeah.
Like the set I was wearing when I came in, that's a linen set.
Okay.
So you can catch a flight with that set, you can do maintenance, you can even grab lunch with that set. Because linen is a very, very...
It's breathable.
Elegant, but breathable, mm-hmm. you know? And it's... okay, I don't want to... It's very old money. Linen is very old money.
She said everything essential for spring. I think the only thing I can add is scrunchies. I don't know. I think a scrunchie is like a spring essential. Like,
oh, I love what the girls are doing with the scrunchies. When they do the big scrunchie.
Like,
they tie their hair in a bun with the big scrunchie.
Small scrunchie.
Yeah, I love that.
I love scrunchies. Everything she mentioned. Yeah. But for me, what I'd add to it is scrunchies. I'm loving scrunchies in the spring. Dresses, of course. Mm. Color.
Yes.
Color is
wear
a
the color, guys.
Spring essential, guys.
Wear the color.
Color is a spring essential. The sandals as well, not the slippers. Like basically the exact same thing you said, just adding scrunchies to that layer. And maybe trying jewelry that's not gold or silver.
Chunky.
Like.
Chunky anything.
Like going.
Chunky bracelet, chunky earring, chunky necklace.
You know, like I'm thinking like, you know, hand, you know, like. Things that are handcrafted, like type of like the feel, the jewelry, that type of like you went to a market and you got this. Definitely,
I
spring.
Love that. I love the really looking for jewelry pieces. It makes what you have unique as well. I'm looking at brass as well as a material for jewelry and accessories. Brass is really lovely. Rose gold is also really lovely, and just like. Really, what are they called? Statement pieces.
Yes.
So sometimes let the earring be the point
like,
of
I mean,
the outfit.
I literally thought like having like yellow earring with like a gold lining, like, and then you just make noise.
Yeah.
It's spring.
Yes.
Make noise. So yeah, that's what I would say. So those are my spring essentials. Now we can
happiness.
Go into the game. And our game is, wait, I need keep it or toss it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be saying a statement. And because we're cleaning up our lives, you're going to pick to keep it or to toss it.
Okay. We have toss it on one side and keep it on the other side.
On the other side. This is designed by Kaya. We can see this one is
in design.
Oh, I thought this was heartbreak. Heartbreak motel.
Boredom.
Okay, let's go. Let me read the statements. Give me 2 seconds. Okay. 1, 2, 3. An ex's hoodie that still smells like him. No comment.
Yeah. You know how I feel about exes. Mabashiswe.
Yes, at the back.
No.
Okay. A friendship that only exists on Instagram. I feel the same way, actually.
Yeah, I'm not too against that. Like, not all friendships need to make it out of the DM. Yes, man.
Not everything needs to be up close and personal.
Yeah.
Like, having people that you can rely on, especially in our industry. Yeah. We can't meet every single person.
Yeah.
And we can't be close to every single person. Yeah. But when I know an opportunity is there for you, I got you.
Yeah, I don't mind it. And sometimes, you know, those relationships don't translate exactly the same in person. So I'd rather preserve the chemistry that we have online. If we meet in person, great, but there's no pressure to take it take it off Instagram.
A situationship that's been pending for over 6 months.
Please watch our live show edition.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your 2017 varsity notes that you swear you'll use again.
I hate to say it, guys. I still got my varsity notes.
You know what's so crazy?
I have my varsity notebooks, my textbooks. I still have everything because in my mind, I want to re-jog my memory. Mm. I learned some really
important principles.
Important principles. You know, they're smartifiers. Mm. That's the word I'm going to use. I just created it on the spot, by the way. Smartifiers. They smartify you. And I want to be smartified. And I'm going to be smartified with my own notes.
So, Mina, my career path, our legislations, text legislation, we were going to vet, it was 15.5, then it went 15%.
Oh, they changed.
Then IFRSs, there's new IFRSs every day, so everything changes for me. So
there's no point.
There's no point in keeping it. So toss it. Makeup that expired last year, but you can't throw away because it was expensive. Guys.
Here's my opinion about expensive items. If it hurts to lose, break, or give away, you can't afford it.
Okay. Real. Me, I'm keeping the makeup not purely because it's expensive, but mainly because I don't think makeup expires. I know it expires, ne? I know it expires.
Why did you say keep it?
Yes, I said keep it. I said keep it because, like, I don't wear makeup too much.
Okay.
And sometimes my makeup lasts very long. And I don't see the need of changing the powdered blush because I bought it last year.
But it's expired.
But I'm okay. I'm not dead.
But it's going to, like, give you a reaction.
Well, I've been using
one
the
day
same
powdered. One day you're going to come here with one small lip, one big lip.
I've been
and
using
nothing we're gonna do about it.
The same powdered blush.
One big eye, one small eye.
For 2 years and I'm okay.
It's not my when she pops out like this.
I use the right primers and the right skin prep, the right barriers
for expired things.
I also wash my face after. Ngisaphila. It's not like 7 years expired. It's just a year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. A WhatsApp group chat that's now just awkward silence. Yo, I need to do this, but I don't know how to leave the group chat. Like, some group chats just... You know, I'm still in my high school group chats.
And the only reason why I'm going to say keep it, right, is because sometimes you can use that group for other things. Sending files. Send the files that you need to send to your computer. Put them there. You know when you use
but
WhatsApp
Web. But
then
you have your own number.
Oh.
Why can't you send to your own number, to your own self? You have your cell phone,
right?
WhatsApp.
Fine. My explanation doesn't make sense.
Toss it.
Fine.
But I haven't tossed them. But I should.
High school group chat. Do you know how far ago
high school was
like 5 years ago.
Group chat. Okay. Six. A job you hate but pays decently. My sister, you are in Cyril's economy. Stay there.
I'm going to have to agree, man.
You are in Cyril's economy.
Bro.
As long as that job is not making you want to off yourself, this is where you're at.
Duck it out. We hate to say it.
Like, we hate to be advocates.
Until you can fund your passion,
yeah,
do that
it
thing,
out.
Yeah.
Mm. that one pair of jeans you've been holding on to for the future body?
Future body? I've never had that, so I'm going to say toss it.
I'm tossing it because I have that one pair of jeans that I have.
Do you?
That is cute, ne? But the issue is I don't fit in it anymore. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to lose weight and then fit in them. Mm. But I'm just like, that's just sad. So I'm tossing it.
As for that, just that I've never had a future body in mind, so.
I'm tossing the jeans because she built like a Coke bottle. That's why.
Me? Nah, I'd say maybe
she an sweats inverted under her bum. Okay. Family traditions that don't align with who you are anymore.
Toss. I think I'm in a season of my life where
you tossing.
I'm tossing a lot of family traditions, family anything, family beliefs, family behaviors, I'm tossing family even, you know? So yeah, because just because you're family doesn't mean you gotta stay here, bro.
That's it's my topic, fun enough.
Oh really?
Tossing. Okay. A phone, this is the last one. A phone contact, save as do not answer.
Why on earth would you keep that? By virtue of saving it as do not answer, why is that phone, that number still in your phone?
Toss it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the game. And please tell us what you would keep or toss this season. Okay, so now we're going on to our long topic. And our long topic, we are going into letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's spring, we're cleaning up our lives, so letting go different things. It may be relationships, it may be habits, like we are letting go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first question I have is, what is something, a habit, a friendship, a mindset, any of the above, that you've been holding on to that you know you should let go of?
You know, when I read this question for the first time, I had to pick my brain. I'm having to pick my brain about a lot of these things because I've been very intentional. Intentional may or may not be the word, but intentional about my space and my life and my freedoms, like I said earlier on. And there's nothing in my life that stays for long enough for me to remind myself to remove it, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense, but I don't keep something that is not beneficial for long enough for it to drastically affect me. Mm-hmm. That's why cleaning out my life is something that happens on a regular basis, every other month, every 2 months. That's why I think it might be the bright side of of being an avoidant
person. You know? Yeah.
Because being an I'm trying now. I'm creating a balance, of course, as to what to avoid, when to avoid, when to address certain things like that. But I think, by virtue of having been an avoidant for a long time, I can sniff when something's rotten. So I don't keep rotten food in my fridge, ever. If I see even a little bit of mold, it's out. And that goes for friendships, that goes for family members even. For me, your leverage isn't family. Your leverage is relationship with me, not necessarily family.
I think that's what family meant.
Yeah.
Relationship. Yeah. And now family is not the same now as it was then, so. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. For me, my personality type leans more into not necessarily people pleasing, but trying to not to make people feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. The other side. Then push the other side back. Yeah.
Like this?
No, other way.
Oh, she released a new album.
Yes.
It's really... maybe next episode.
Maybe next episode, yeah. Okay, so I think for me, it's a thing of like my personality type is more, I don't want to hurt you. So it's hard for me to treat you how I would treat you. You deserve to be treated.
Okay.
You know, so I'm not necessarily trying to please you, but I'm at the same time not trying to hurt you. Like it's a weird balance or mix. So for me, sometimes I do hold on to people that I don't think I need to hold on to. I do try to be there for people that I don't need to be there for. And I guess because of that, but I don't struggle. It takes me longer than it should to take out the rotten fruit. But at some point, it does go out. Because at some point, you can feel my energy is not it's not genuine towards you. Mm. So at some point, the rotten fruit does go out, but I just take a bit longer to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my heart, I have like taken you and okay, now I clock that you're here. But I just don't make it clear to you until it takes me longer than it should to make it clear for you that you're no longer in my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I think that leaves space for resentment. The longer you take to get somebody out.
Because like what that then does is that it makes that person have a reason.
Like to villainize you.
To villainize me. Like they can easily become the victim in a situation
mm-hmm.
because of how long it took for me to take them out.
You took them out.
Because I just, for me, a lot of people's like, oh, she just went MIA.
Yeah.
She just isolated me.
Yeah.
She just this, she just that, she just this, she just that. Nah. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say that before I get to that point with someone, I do take it upon myself to have a conversation with you. It's just that I'm not a person who puts in effort of having a conversation with you more than twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once
I hear that, we adults.
Like once I had the conversation with you more than twice and we still here and you're still moving like this, I then move snai.
Yeah.
And because now I'm moving snai,
mm-hmm.
you become a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So it does affect me in that way. But I'm also at the point where I don't care how you villainize me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
You know, I think a lot about, again, philosophy. But I think a lot about the concept of a moral advantage, which I kind of coined. But I'm going to explain my philosophy in a moment. She's
crossing her legs. Serious.
But it's simple, right? Maintaining a moral advantage means that even in a bad situation, you are above the bad, right? For instance, if you and I are in conflict, right? Mm. Maybe you were the one who was initially wrong.
Mm.
I have to keep my moral advantage so that, one, I'm not villainized, and the moral advantage there would not be retaliating. Mm. Because if I retaliate, even if it's worse or even if it's to a lesser degree, you and I are now on the same playing field. Mm. I no longer have, again, the advantage to somebody who's an outsider. And I think even in friendships or family relationships or any kind of relationship where things have gone sour, you have to be, and I will coin this word one day, but you have to remember to keep your moral advantage. Because you lose the moral advantage, you lose the entire, you lose your reason.
Mm.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, you lose your moral advantage, you lose your reason. Because then, if it's a real reason, you wouldn't have to justify it. But once you've lost your moral advantage, now you have to justify the reason, which there is none, because now it's an excuse. It transitions from reason to excuse. So, and I think maybe when you go and cut those people off, are you saying something? Oh, when you go and cut those people off, maintain your moral advantage and do it quickly, because making that person suffer, and this is a lot coming from me because I had a habit of making people suffer.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking about third party, and the third party may be God, third party may be employer, third party may be mother, third party may be partner, whatever the case is. But when a third party looks at that, they need to see you at a higher moral advantage, and that's because you were intentional about not retaliating or not responding or not backbiting or not, you know, being vengeful. But that's the idea of a moral advantage. Maybe I'll write more on it. But there's a moral advantage attached to any situation in life, even not even just relationships.
Yeah, I get the benefit of it, like in a lot of like circles and situations. I do understand it because I've been villainized a lot, which does impact a lot of things. It impacts opportunity. It impacts a lot. And then now when you explain your side of the story with your receipts, it's like, oh my God, but I didn't know. And then you already, but you like, you know, I don't even care to like you because you villainized me before you knew.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I never tried to preserve my moral advantage.
Yeah.
So you I guess
sometimes emotions get in the way of you prioritizing your moral advantage. Because it's like, if they went low, I'm going to go lower. I'm going to take it to hell.
Like, you know? I never...
Because emotions can have that effect on you sometimes.
Yeah, so you're just like, I'm going to just take it to hell. Yeah. Like, but I never feel the need to hurt you. Like, or take it
you
to hell.
You may not feel the need, but you may feel... Sometimes hurting someone and standing up... Not even standing up for yourself, but vengeance or returning the favor, quote-unquote. Same thing.
Because for sometimes. Me, it's like, okay, let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say... I don't even know what example to give. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say that, like, we are friends, right? Mm-hmm. We are friends and...
Let's say...
Okay, we are friends. I'm creating a scenario. Okay, so we're friends.
Yes.
So we are friends and, like, I feel like we are at a decent enough place that, like, you got married, I'd like an invite. I'm just telling you that. So let's say every time... So we are friends and we are in a same friend group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you always hang out with that friend group. Mm-hmm. And that friend group is kind of like a friend group I'm in, but the only thing that connects me to that friend group is you,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I also formed kind of like relationships in that friend group. But mm-hmm. you are my main connection to that friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they invite you for something, you always go. Mm-hmm. And I'm never there, right? Mm-hmm. And it hurts me. And then so I come to you and I tell you that, hey, this hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, no, I'm going to change. I'm going to do better.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an event. You go again. You do it. And then I come... Okay, then I'm hurt, ne? Then I'm like, okay, no, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Then I come and I tell you again. I'm like, hey, this hurts me. Nah, that date was unexpected. It was like last minute, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Then you go do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to now come and say, oh, it hurts me, this is why I'm cutting you off?
No, you already told me.
Like, we keep moving, yeah. You know? So I feel like that's how I am, like, in terms of, like, letting people go.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, I... come and I tell you, but then maybe because my character is I'm always present, I'm always support, I'm always there for you, well, I've never treated you a certain way. Now that I've told you twice and now I'm moving like on with my life, it's like I then lose my moral advantage, because when people don't see you on my special things, they're like, hi Bompo, what did you do to this person?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also the dilemma of having to explain yourself, right? Because even if the moral advantage exists between you and this other person, to, again, the third party, you may not have it because they have one side of the story or whatever. Yeah, I think in an instance where... Thank you. I think in an instance where you... When a third party has only one side of the story, for me, I'm not interested in telling my side of the story. Because if you were level-minded enough...
You would have come and found
you
out...
You would have found out the other side of the story. You know, yeah, or yeah. You would have been objective about it. But the moment you make your mind up about me without consulting me, that's what you wanted to believe in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I'm not against, but I wouldn't advise people to explain themselves. It's wasted energy. It's wasted energy. If somebody is asking, so what did you do to this person? They told me that you didn't have that approach already. I'm just like, nah, whatever they said I did it. And I probably even did it 10 times worse.
And then I keep it, I have that kind of nature as well. I'm just like, okay. It's just sure. Okay. Okay. It's you. I know me, that person and God. No, the real, she's biz. So yeah. I feel like that's where I then
And you need to decide, like, you need to decide who you want to see your moral advantage, you know? Because I don't care that people see my moral advantage. I care that God sees my moral advantage.
But when you're saying that, ne, brings me, guys, this conversation is going to a different place, but I feel like it's very important, this place it's going to. When you say that, it reminds me of a certain situation now, mm-hmm. in kind of like a corporate setting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important who sees your moral advantage. Like, this thing of like, yes, you don't want to explain yourself, but it's very important sees your moral advantage. Yeah. So documenting everything is very important, I'm noticing. Like when you have interactions with people, keep it documented so that it's always, and so that it's always ready for a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will tell the version of the story that paints them in the best light.
Yeah.
And then that yeah. makes you look like, oh my God, yeah. you're such an immoral person. Oh my yeah. God, you are such a rude person. You're such yeah. a this person. You're such a that person. But when you've documented everything so that you can lay out your higher moral advantage that's to good. The right person, that's it good. Protects you.
Yeah.
And I saw it in a corporate situation yeah. that it's very important.
That's really good.
Who sees your moral yeah. advantage?
And I know people have mixed opinions about it, but sometimes you need evidence for your morality.
Yeah.
It's not to say that you're making a show out of your morality, yeah. but there are moments where you will need to show somebody who may not have been a witness yes. in the moment.
That you do.
So, because and we're not saying, hey, harbor receipts, screenshots, take what. We're not saying no. that. We're not saying, go you. Crazy. We're just saying.
Me, I have a file. Like when I see, no, really, when I see a situation, it's yeah. it may go in a direction where I need
mm-hmm.
to defend myself and my actions, mm-hmm. I have a every file. Nah.
You keep the chat.
I keep the chat. You keep the
photos.
I keep.
You take a screenshot of the Uber ride.
I keep timestamps of the conversation and how yeah. it went this time and this time. I had this type of conversation, right? Yeah. And I keep it so detailed. So, because I realize that you need to do that. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, people don't take the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, sure, that. And then now I look crazy. So, mm-hmm. yeah. I keep receipts.
You gotta, especially now when there's AI, chat. What when you can manipulate chats and all of that stuff? Mm-hmm. I think you have to have the real deal always. I think also, when it comes to cutting people off and keeping people and dropping them, for me it's also an intuition thing.
Okay,
I trust my gut more than anything. I didn't before. But it's been a work in progress, and now I'm confident to say I listen to myself. Mm. And it had to take a lot of undoing, years of constantly betraying myself. I had to undo. And you undo those by listening to the still small voices, you know, whether you understand them or not. Listen, because that voice, I'm so glad that it never goes away, but it sometimes gets muffled. In the consistent betrayal of yourself, you know, when you keep a friend you're not supposed to, when you make a friend you're not supposed to, when you're in a relationship you're not supposed to be in, when you're in a place you're not supposed to be in, you're in a career field, when you can consistently betray yourself, you can't recognize your own inner voice. Mm. And so undoing that means stillness. I'm a huge advocate for stillness. Be quiet, and be quiet in mind, be quiet in body, and be quiet in speech. Not everything needs a response. Not every place needs you to be. Not every place needs your presence. Mm. Not everybody needs your side of the story again. Mm. So when you practice stillness, obviously, it follows that you'll be able to hear the quiet whispers. Mm. And the quiet whispers within yourself. I think, yeah, you are your own guiding voice most of the time. Okay. And a lot of people disagree with me about that this. But
brings me to then the next question. Yeah. How do you differentiate then the voice that is guiding you and the voice that's speaking from anxiousness?
That's a fantastic question.
Because sometimes someone will say, no, my gut feeling is telling me that this degree is not for me.
Yeah.
But it's just fear of failure. Because you kunzima.
Yeah.
And you anxious. And then now you're like, no, I really am a child of the arts.
Yeah.
Just because you are in anxiousness. Mm-hmm. And then how about someone who really it's their gut feeling saying that, I'm not supposed to be here. How do you differentiate those voices?
I think the differentiating factor is action, right? So your example is you're studying something that you're not too sure about. If you apply a good amount of effort, right?
Mm.
And there's a difference between effort and leverage. But the point is, if you put enough effort into that thing, right? And genuinely so. You genuinely attend your classes. Mm. You genuinely do whatever coursework you need to do. You genuinely study and you genuinely write the exam. After you've been, I don't like to use the word purposive. Yes, purposive is the better word. Which means you're doing it with purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. If you purposively do something that is making you feel anxious or is making you feel unsure, and even after purposively doing it, you feel anxious, then it's the gut. But if you've done something purposively in spite of an anxiety or in spite of an anxious feeling, then it is anxiety. Am I making sense? For example, I'll make is I left home really late one night, right? And I left home with the gate keys. But when I was in the ride wherever I was going, I started feeling a little bit anxious as to whether or not I closed the gate, right? And I live in a fairly unsafe area. So that could mean near theft or robbery or whatever. And I realized, oh, I was unable to tell the difference. Is this my gut telling me to check on, or am I feeling anxious? And how the action in that moment, the purposive action in that moment was to call, find out if I really closed. And I did. And I stopped feeling that feeling, that anxiousness. Yes, okay. So it was, does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense.
You know, I'm asking.
It is purposive action that will differentiate between anxiety and the gut.
You know, I'm asking this question because I had a recent experience where something in me, like, you know, when I'm just like, no, but let's also try here. No, but maybe we should, but maybe we should, but maybe we should, right? Mm-hmm. And I was speaking and I was like, nah, maybe I'm just anxious about what I'm about. Maybe I'm just anxious about where I'm going. Maybe I'm just nervous about this. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe I was making excuses for myself to like look for or divert, or like I'm running away from something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when something bad happened, I was like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
was that my gut?
What was the action that you did when you were feeling anxious?
I kept pushing in the wrong direction.
Okay.
So
what did that look like?
That looked like, okay, I'm in my gut is saying, or my anxiousness is saying, try here, go here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go there. Mm-hmm. But I went there.
Mm-hmm.
My anxiousness is saying,
yeah,
I'm here, but I'm still not comfortable with this. Yeah. But I'm not comfortable with what I'm doing. I'm just comfortable where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I still stayed.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you don't have to go to the place to know whether or not you should be there. There are other purposive actions you can take. You know, who's there? What is happening there? Or how long will it take me to get there? How much does it cost? There's sometimes certain factors of whatever's happening right now are all going to accumulate to a reason not to go. You know?
Yes.
And you need to, again, when you're listening for an answer, listen holistically, you know?
I think also for me, I've noticed is that I'm not a gut. I don't lean on my gut.
Mm.
I have amazing instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have, and it shows me time and time again. Like, my gut never fails to say, yabo,
mm-hmm.
yabo,
mm-hmm.
yabo. It shows me time and time again. I just am not authoritative with it. If it's a gut situation and it involves another person, I yield easily.
Yeah.
I yield very easily. Mm. And then I'm just like, damn it. It always, like, my gut is always right. But the problem is I yield easily because I trust other people's judgment more than I trust my own. Oh. And that's it for today's episode of
Thought Really
Digest.
It's not. But,
well,
you found your problem.
Why do I trust other people's judgment mm-hmm. more than I trust my own? Next time on Spring Cleaning Our Lives. Hey, man, I really don't know why I trust other people's judgment more than I trust my own. I really don't know because
I think,
you
have to go back. Because
it's so opposite of my personality. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm always right,
mm-hmm.
and I guess maybe where that always right comes from is my gut was always right.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I feel like I'm always right, I still don't trust my gut, and it shows time and time again. Guys, it does not fail, and I find myself in the most devastating situations because of it, and it does not fail. It does not fail, guys. It really doesn't. Like, that's what I'm saying. Woo! I just thought like of 20 times where I didn't listen to my gut and it was so right.
It happens that way. I think when you are unable to trust your own decision making, remember when we were talking to the ladies at Bernato, when one girl asked, how do you find your voice? Right? Mm. And it's sort of the same thing. How do you trust yourself? How do you have absolute confidence in your decision making? And I remember saying, we're all born with really loud voices,
mm.
right? And they all project in different directions, different ways, different tones. How your voice shows up will show up differently for different women. But there is something in along your journey that will convince you to shut up,
mm.
right? And I think even those moments of self-betrayal, you need to find out where are the key moments in my life that I betrayed myself?
So many.
You see, key, really, really canon moments where I betrayed myself, because those moments will reveal to you what it was about that situation that convinced you to betray yourself, and how, again, you have to reparent yourself, how you would parent yourself in that situation to no longer make such a self-betraying decision. So I always, stillness, revisit, and most importantly, tell the truth. Tell the truth. What made you want to shut up? Who made you want to shut up? And what would you say to you in that moment right now? And what would you say to that person right now as who you are right now? Because you will, who's to say that you won't encounter them again? You know, I will encounter somebody who tried to shut me up again. And how do I confront them? And it must be, Maya Angelou, right? She said, if you're having a confidence issue, show up with all the people who love you, right? Subconsciously, though, walk into a room as though you're walking in there with everybody who has ever loved you. Does that make sense? And that will reconscientize you of who you are, how much you're loved, and it will, love is an enabler. You know what I'm saying? And you will remember who you are because of who loved you. So walk into every room like you're walking with the ones who have loved you. Hi, thanks, Maya Angelou, wherever you are. My sister. Just kidding. But I think that's very profound.
That is very profound.
When you're struggling with confidence in anything, confidence in your own decision-making, confidence in how you look, how you speak, how you sound, how you present yourself in your decision-making, have the backing of your people, you know? The ones who came before you, even. Alive or not alive, you know? I think that's really profound. So find those moments in your life that made you feel like, hey, I can't trust myself.
This is for cleaning your life.
Clean your life. And cleaning your life means you do a full sweep, spring cleaning. You do spring cleaning in May of 2009. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go into the cupboard of 2010. Like, you go into the kitchen drawer of 2023. You clean the whole thing. The whole thing. You don't just clean August or September 2025. You clean everything. Look at what happened in that year. Look at what happened in that classroom. Look at what, and clean.
See, this is when,
hey,
Yabo, our channels would be nice. Spring cleaning life.
The Step amount of one. Money somebody would have to pay me to read them one page of my journal is diabolical.
No, I was saying like having gesty journals.
Oh.
And guiding them.
Yeah, I hear you.
Spring clean.
Oh, guys, we have an announcement to make.
Oh, yes.
As we're closing the episode, since it's all about spring.
Yes.
And all about what? Coming back to life, back to self.
Yes.
Making things clean, brightness, all of that.
Sprinkling our lives. We want to sprinkle in our lives with you guys live. In person. Sprinkling together.
Wait, I'm looking at the wrong camera.
Sprinkling.
Do be right.
Spring clean together. And how we're going to do this is we're going to do something really cute. We are planning a gesty picnic. Buddy just gave us a date now so that we can keep that date. So we're telling you guys, guys, we've been planning this picnic since
the beginning of the year.
Yes, and it's time. So we're doing a gesty picnic, and the picnic is going to be on the 27th of September. It's going to be very cute, very fun.
I'm so excited, guys. It's going to be as personal as a Jesty link up gets. Yes. I know we had the live show, but I think the fact that there was a stage and, you know, seats kind of created a wall there.
Yes.
We tried to break it, but for this picnic, it won't exist at all.
And you intimately.
I was about to use that word too. Intimately.
And because we want to keep it intimate, they are limited a number of tickets that are going to be sold.
Yeah.
So the moment we release the tickets, run and get your ticket. Because it's not going to be like the live show where there were like 400 tickets that we're trying to sell. Nah. This is very intimate, because I feel like if we make it bigger, we won't be able to get intimate.
Yeah.
So look out for that poster.
Please. Guys, ticket prices.
Should we? We set the price? No. Okay.
Not yet. But guys, we're looking forward to interacting with you guys on a deeper, more intimate, more physical level, you know? We were talking about stillness, movement, touch. Touch.
We go, we go spring clean the spring.
Yeah, guys, let's have a picnic. Let's have
cute vibes.
Some cute drinks. Like, cute we
literally gave some you guys dresses, your lookbook for your picnic in the girl chat by saying what are spring essentials. So y'all have your lookbook. Y'all know how we want you guys to come and look. Yep. We gave you a gist of how it's going to be intimate and personal with the long topic. And we showed you how fun it could be with our game.
Just
that's an ad. Wow.
Just us, guys. All right. Do you want to do the cues?
Yes. Subscribe, like, comment, share, channel memberships, do the right thing. Yes.
And follow us on our other platforms as well. We are on TikTok at @ThoughtDigest_. We are on Instagram at @ThoughtDigest. Underscore, just @ThoughtDigest.
@ThoughtDigest on Instagram. Cool.
Guys,
yes.
We put out fashion content. We put out beauty content.
Yes.
We put out, what else? We haven't done skincare just yet, but our short form content is everything that we speak about regarding clothes and makeup and our favorite products. You see us use those products and wear those items on our short form, our reels and our TikToks. Mm-hmm. So
you know, I never thought of directing our YouTube audience to our other platforms.
Yeah, I think there are people who just come to listen to the podcast and then they go about their business. Mm. So for those of you who are interested in seeing our, you know, our regular, even BTS or preparing for the couch, we have moments like that on our social media, other social media, that is.
So see you at the JC picnic on the
27th of September. Bye.
Bye.